Hey everybody, welcome back to Module 1, and this is Video 5, and we're really just going to go over the one card reading and the different aspects of it that you need to know. You probably already know all this already, but repetition is the most fantastic thing on the planet, so we're going to do it. So in this video, we're going to look at jumper cards, what an anchor card is, what a vantage point is, how to use the cards, and we're going to pull a card, and which I did already, and it's so perfect, which is our mutual anchor card for today. So I'm just going to go through these points, and as I said, you might know them already. Don't skip the video, you might learn something new. So, jumper cards, what are they? Here's a perfect example of a jumper card. So I'm pulling the cards, here I am, and all of a sudden like, oh, this fell down. And the jumper card is truth be told. So you see what I'm saying? Now I would put that aside. I would not use that as my card because it fell off. So pretend that that fell out of the deck and like, oh, that fell out. That's called a jumper card. We only read that card upright and you take it to the side. It's not your card. When you choose your anchor card, you're gonna go like this. You're gonna pick the card, you're gonna turn it over this way, and that's, oh, that's so great, is soulmates is your card. Let's pretend that was it. So you're not going to ever look at the jumper card as anything other than what else is that card saying about the card that you picked. So it's gonna give you more information about the actual card that you hadn't picked yet, if that comes out first. If it comes out at the same time as your card, it's also more information, and you always read it upright. You don't read it in the protection position. Let's talk about the anchor card now. So that's the card that starts your readings. Now, obviously, I'm telling you right now, you're only picking one card. So imagine, and you've probably watched the three video series where I talked about the anchor card, and if you haven't, it's actually really good. It was one of the bonus videos when you joined. So the anchor card is your number one priority card. No matter how many cards that you pull, even if you pull one card, it's like you were in a boat. Remember, you're a story in motion. Da, 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 da. You're on the ocean and ba-ba, you have stopped and you have dropped an anchor. And you're looking around. So you've got a 360 degree view on this one card. That's why I tell people one card is all you need for all the information that you possibly could need for doing a reading on yourself or someone else. So this card anchors you in the story in motion and gives you a moment, a breathing moment to say, okay, what does this mean? What is this reflecting? What does this tell me? What advice does it give me? How is it helping me navigate my journey? So you slow down and you look at this one card. And that's what I mean by an anchor. You've dropped anchor temporarily so that you can have a 360 degree view of where you've been, what's around you, and where you're heading. So let's talk about the vantage point. So the vantage point, going back to your little boat, is where you've dropped your anchor and you're able to look around from that position, but we really want to look in the direction that you want to go in. So once you've done your periphery and you've looked around the boat, you want to know where you're going. So you're pointing in a specific direction, and that's your vantage point. The vantage point is affected by your mood and your environment. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that next. So when you choose an oracle card, your anchor card is a mirror. So if you see it as a mirror, that mirror is going to show you the connected universe. It's going to show you you and all the things you already know about yourself. It's also going to show you your environment, what's in the periphery. It's there to show you the truth about what you know, but also about what you don't know. So oftentimes a card that you pick in the moment, sometimes you think like, I don't understand what that means. So it could be pointing to what's going on in your environment and not really what's going on with you. So that's why working with oracle cards for yourself and on your own to use as a way to navigate your direction is really powerful because it can show you things that are hidden from you. So why is that good? Because you get to course correct. So for example, the card will also talk to you about what is conscious, like I said, but more often what is subconscious or hidden. So the subconscious belongs in the never-ending story section. So for example, if you have something going on repetitively and you don't want that, but the card's like, oh, let's say if you got never-ending story and you realize, oh yeah, I woke up this morning and I was telling that story. It gives you an opportunity to say, oh, I don't want to tell that story. I think I want something else. Or if you got time to go, for example, or all that glitters. So there's certain cards in this particular oracle deck that'll say like, stop, whoa, take inventory and make a new choice. And that's what the beauty of this is. So that you don't go blindly forward looking to do something new, but you end up repeating what you don't want. So in this patterning, you're going to learn to interrupt the pattern, as I said. So it's really about that pattern interrupting. The vantage point, the first card will, now you may not need to interrupt your pattern, but I'm just saying that that's possible, right? So the one card that I chose for all of us, we want to see this relationship between us and the deck as a living conversation with the conscious universe, right? We're in a conversation. Show me what I need to know. Tell me what I need to do. Point me in the right direction. Put a flashlight on the stuff that I need to heal. Those are all the potential aspects, like, and the GPS and the communication, the ET phone home. That's all going on when you pick an oracle card. So the question is, what is our anchor card for this course? You can't make this up. It was no place like home. So isn't that beautiful that our mutual anchor card is that we've come home in this course? We're able to drop our anchor, feel comfortable in our skin, have the capacity to look around, redecorate if we want, buy some new furniture, get rid of some old stuff, but really feel safe and at home. And I really built this school so that it is a community that's mutually supportive. So I'm super happy that you are here. So just to recap this video, we talked about jumper cards, the anchor card, the vantage point. We talked about all the different aspects of what a card could show you. And we picked No Place Like Home for our mutual anchor card for this course. So exciting. So you have all this on a PDF. You're going to do your own cards. And next video is all about reverse cards. And I'll see you there.